Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. Today we meet Campbell County farmer Matthew Sider, who talks about his farming operation and his family on the farm.
We farm corn and beans, and we got some cattle and hay. We got about 750 acres of corn and beans. And over the winter, we had about 400 head of cattle and backgrounding calves and stocker calves. And, so we kind of do some background, and we got a feed barn and a couple feedlots and stuff, and we get them in as lightweights and try to take them up to 600 or 6 1/4 and put a couple semi loads together, and then try to sell them as a load lot. And it seems like you get more money with that way. So we got about 120 cows, and you only get maybe 60, you only get 60 heifers and 60 steers, but they're not all the same size. So we try to get, you know, load lots and stuff by calves to mix with them, and, you know, to make a semi-load out of them. So that helps to market them. That's basically it. Well, we got all our corn that we raise, we sell at the farm. We got a small feed mill there. We supply local farmers and with corn, and we buy semi-loads of gluten, hulls in, and dry distillers and soybean meal. We mix and cattle feed and hog feed, and then we bag a bunch of whole corn for deer hunters and stuff. We supply 3 or 4 stores, and we sell it there at the farm. And I think last year we bagged a little over 30,000 bags, and I think this year we might hit 35. We'll see. So that kind of keeps us busy too.
Tell me a little bit about the history of your farm, the farm where you're living on now, and where you have.
The farm that I own, it's 70 acres, and that's where I have my background and barn at. About that in 2015, and it was just pasture or whatever. It had an old barn, but really wasn't good for much. So we leveled out the area, an area there, and we built a 80 by 116 foot barn, and we have cattle on both sides, and so you can have different pens and stuff, so it makes a good feedlot barn and stuff to be able to market my calves, feed them out all winter. But the main farm that I farm with my dad, so the main farm that we have, he bought it in 79, I guess, when he was 19 years old. He bought a little over 100 acres, and he's been expanding ever since. I think altogether he's up to about 1,200 or 1,300 acres that he owns and rents and stuff. So when he was 19 years old, he kind of took off on his own and kind of expanded since. But like I said, we farm together. So
is a history there with the family? You and your dad farmed together. Was he growing up on a farm himself, or is it you first generation farmer for him, or what?
He's a first generation farmer. He farmed a little bit with his dad, or with his grandpa. You know, everybody had a little dairy back in the day, and they just had a few cows and some old ridges or whatever. But I really wouldn't say nothing was handed down to him. So he's first generation farmer. So everything he bought was on his own and away from the family, little family farm. You know, just a few cows. That's all they had. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, that's fine.
I guess I'm second generation, I guess. So.
Tell me a little bit about your feed mill. You mentioned having a feed mill there on the farm. What? Tell me a little bit about that.
Let's see, I guess he used to raise own ear corn just like everybody else did, and he supplied several feed stores back in the day, feed mills around. He probably traveled 20 or 30 miles selling ear corn. I guess back then nobody really raised enough to sell them. He kind of took advantage of that and sold to several feed mills and stuff in the area. And so then it kind of expanded from there. He kind of got his own grinder mixer and started selling there at the farm. And and then in 96, we put in our bagging system. And we've been bagging corn ever since. We really don't bag any feed or nothing. We just do the whole corn and crack corn. And then the feed mill kind of took off on its own. We don't really advertise or nothing. It's just by the word of mouth pretty well. And So we're not really a store type thing, but people just call when they want to come or whatever, and we try meeting up them, stuff like that. So,
you mentioned the deer
court. We kind of take advantage of being able to sell our corn there. Otherwise, you know, we're kind of making a premium on our corn, selling it at the farm rather than selling it at the local granary or whatever. So it's
add a little value.
Yeah.
You mentioned the deer corn. That's become a pretty good market there for you too, it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, we sold 30,000 bags last year of it. We delivered to several stores, one southern state store and a couple stores in town there or whatever, and a little gas station actually sells a good bit. And then we sell somewhere on the farm too. It's been, you know, that's even a better market, you know, a better premium than, you know, selling the feed. So the deer hunters are willing to pay a little more for it. And then sometimes we add some flavor to it. You know, some people want some flavor, apple flavor or whatever. So I add that in.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement there in the community, Farm Bureau organization. What kind of things are you involved in there in your community?
Yeah, Farm Bureau. I'm the young farmer on the local county board. And, I've been on that board for about maybe 6-7 years. So when they asked me to join, whatever, I was pretty happy about that. I didn't realize what Farm Bureau does, how much I do for the local farmers and community and stuff. So took me a few years to get it all down and see what they do. But that's a really good educational process to go through and just eye opener for Farm Bureau. And then. I don't know of anything else in the community, really. I was in 4-H and, in high school. And
those organizations have a big impact.
That's about all. Other than that, we just kind of stay busy on the farm, so I don't have a whole lot of time to do much else.
I understand. Yeah. Well, let me ask you, what are some of your, you know, young man in farming and young farmer there, what are some of your big struggles in agriculture and farming? What are some of the big things out there for you that you struggle to make ends meet or make work on the farm?
Labor's been getting kind of hard, just not even manual labor, just finding operators, someone you could trust or whatever to drive a tractor or a truck. Or in our area, there's not a whole lot of farming. It's kind of grew its way out of it, and a lot of guys didn't grow up on a farm or whatever, and haven't driven a tractor in a while, and so it's kind of hard to find older retired guys that are willing to help or whatever, because it's just hard to trust someone, turn someone loose on a tractor and stuff. Just the cost of equipment's been going up too a bunch. We'd rather buy older stuff and make them work, or, you know, because we can work on it ourselves or whatever. We're afraid of buying two new tractors and stuff. It's too much electronics, and then you got the DEF and stuff, the diesel exhaust fluid. So we just kind of shy away from that. It seems like it's pretty big expense to try to make things work from the equipment standpoint, upgrading to newer stuff. So we just keep buying older equipment and fixing them up. So that seemed to get us by pretty good. So,
what about the thing you enjoy the most? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all I had.
Okay. what do you enjoy the most about farming? Why do you like to be out farming and agriculture this day and time?
Oh, it's nice to be able to go into work every day and be your own boss. And it's a challenge. You gotta be a good time management person. You gotta know when the stuff needs to be done, and you can't put it off. And it makes you think a lot. And, you know, you're an engineering manager, and just being out on the fields and stuff. A lot of the fields are your own, so you enjoy being on your own property and seeing what you've accumulated over the years. And so that's probably the most enjoyable part, is being able to afford to buy land and being able to farm. And it's probably the most enjoyable part.
Our guest today on Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut, Campbell County farmer Matthew Sider. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.
Thank you.